Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Listen to this bass line. Listen to this.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Classic. A band that even my kids will say, oh, Moody Blues. They're 15 and 17 each will say, oh, no, I don't know Moody Blues. I'm sure they have it on their phone and listen to their music, and now you're going to hear from them right now.
Let's bring in John Lodge. You wrote that song, right, John? That was yours, right?
Yeah, hi, Tony, Dwight, and Dave.
Hey, hello. Doing good. Was that so? Just a singer in a rock and roll band. That was your song, right? That bass line, the whole bit. That was all
you,
right?
It was, yeah, absolutely. Singer in a rock and roll band.
We want to talk to you about your new single because it's quite brilliant. I listened to it. I didn't get it until 2 days ago, and I've kind of burned it out. I love it. But I want to talk about the big. Let's go back to the beginning. Here's the story that I got on you, is that your neighbor comes home from Germany, has a guitar, never plays it. His mom asks your mom, hey, does your kid want to buy the guitar? And is that how it started?
It's exactly how that was my first guitar. My neighbor's son was in the army in Germany. He had bought this acoustic guitar. It wasn't a very good one, but it had steel strings. Most of guitars in England at the time were nylon strings, Spanish guitars. But this one had steel strings. And, his mum said to my mum, does your one son? And I think my mum paid like $5 for it.
We had the great Steve Cropper on a couple of weeks ago. He said that the guitar that he used to record Green Onions with, he lent it to somebody and it was never returned. He has no idea where it was at. But the story I get on you is you still have, not only do you still have the first electric bass you ever purchased, but it's been used to record on every Moody Blues record. Is there any truth to that one?
Yeah, I was 15 years of age, 16 years of age, and I went to my local music store in Birmingham, England, and there in the window it said, direct from the USA, Fender Precision Sunburst Bass. And I fell in love with that, seeing it in the window. I remember rushing over to my father saying, Dad, you've got to help me with this one. I don't have any money. And we went back to the store, and I bought it. And I've recorded nearly every Moody Blues song ever on that bass. And my new single, The Sun Will Shine, that's got the new that bass on as well. And it's a beautiful, absolute beautiful bass, incredibly balanced. But it seems to, it became one with me, to be honest, and it seemed to play all the parts on its own.
Wow. Well, let's go ahead and talk about your new song. I'm going to play a little bit of it here. Here's the difference between a British artist and an American artist. An American artist would call this song Drinking a Beer at the Cocahatchee Bay. Yours is The Sun Will Shine. Tell us about the inspiration and this song.
Well, I couldn't find a beer. No, the inspiration, you know, I'm sitting in lockdown like everyone else. And I've written a song called In These Crazy Times, which I released last year. But I thought, you know, as we come out of this lockdown, we've got to be all positive. We can't come out negatively. We can't tiptoe out of this situation. We've got to come out really positive as the door opens. And I wanted to write a song like that. And it's like a new day every day, you know. When the sun rises, hopefully it brings a light and energy, happiness, and whatever. You know, if you're positive, everybody around you becomes positive because you burn them off otherwise.
We're talking to John Lodge from the Moody Blues, and, you know, we've become so divided. I sit here and look at your and listen to your music, and we've come so divided too. We put people in categories, but you know what brings us all together? And I know it's cliche and corny, but music does, and
yeah,
rock
absolutely.
Music does. And we don't ask what your political affiliation is when you're sitting in a concert, and you don't know who you're standing next to. And it just kind of, and from the 1960s to today, it's the same story, but you guys provide music and you're up there on stage playing. That's got to every once in a while impact you in between the flights and the buses and all that stuff. That you all are one thing that we all come together to and enjoy.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, music is music. It, you know, it's supposed to, it does for me, transcend you to somewhere at that moment in time where, you know, you reach contentment, happiness, joy, all the emotions. And that's why... For me, music does.
I remember I saw an interview, and you had mentioned, and much respect to you on this, because you're not your typical rock star. You've been married to your wife since 1968, okay, which I think is just extraordinary, and much respect to you on that. I've also heard you're a Christian. I'm a Christian. I'm not a very polished Christian by any stretch of the imagination, but I am one nonetheless. How has your faith, has it helped you? Or has it hindered you as a musician and living that lifestyle? Could you talk about that for a second?
Yeah, having faith has really protected me, I think, from a lot of things, you know, because rock and roll is an extreme lifestyle, to be honest. But if you think to yourself, what it is out there that I haven't got. And I realize there's not much, to be honest. My daughter, Emily, she manages me and has done for many years. And my son is not a musician, but he's got his own career. But he played lead guitar on my last song, you know. And we all come together, and it's for me. That's the important thing, and my faith in Christianity is a set of guidelines, not rules, guidelines, which I've followed all my life, and it's kept. What I love, music. It's not what goes with music, what not goes with the adulation of being a rock star. What it is to me is just the music, and I want to keep on doing that.
John, as a deserving member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, we sit back every year and watch the inductions, and we see Whitney Houston and Jay-Z go in, very talented people, but then bands like Iron Maiden do not. Any thoughts on the direction of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member?
Well, you know, it should be rock and roll, and there's people all through my life. They're musicians, great musicians, great songwriters, and I don't know how these things happen. How it all comes together, I don't know. You know, I probably there's a financial interest in everything, you know, so I don't know. But, you know, none of us got into this for the accolades. It's the music, you know.
Right. John, speaking of the music, we've got to let you go now, but John Lodge, this new single, The Sun Will Shine, absolutely fantastic. We thank you so much for your music and the new music. Have a great day, John, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, and thank you, Louisville.
We'll see you on the Moody Blues Cruise, I hope, in 2021. Take care, my friend, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
I wanted to hear Nights in White Satin.
Well, I was going to play some of the new song. I just didn't come up with Cocahatchee Bay. He was in isolation in Florida overlooking the sunrise on that bay.
So he's the only one that got the reference.
Yep, that's right. And you guys are like, that's just Dave.
Yeah. Yeah, but...
Can we get back to Nights in White Satin?
Yeah, but wait. How many things can you rhyme with Cocahatchee?
Nothing we can say on this show. Or they would come in here and snatch us out of the studio.
Yeah, well, no kidding.
I will tell this real quick story that in 1992 or 3, we had a contest to meet the Moody Blues backstage.
Yeah.
And a young boy won. He was maybe 8 years old, and he was blind. He had no sight, and he's been blind his entire life. So I went with the Weasel Van,
yeah.
Picked him up. So me and him, it's just me and him, this 8-year-old boy, he's the cutest little kid. And we drove downtown, and we went to the concert, and he got to go backstage and meet the Moody Blues. And every member of the Moody Blues, when they met him, was like, they took their time with him.
That's
they
great.
Put their arm around him. He felt their hands and said, these are the rough spots on their hands from when they play
calluses,
guitar, the
yeah.
calluses, mm-hmm. Where they play guitar, and they spent time with him. It was really cool.
Well, that's the thing about the Moody Blues is their demographic just stretches.
It's
like
true.
A lot of
yeah.
classic rock. But my neighbor, Bill, he's a former special ops in Vietnam. He and his wife, Jennifer, they follow the Moody Blues everywhere when they were able to.
Right.
And then even these Moody Blues crews over the mm-hmm. Holiday, New Year holiday, they're on every single one of those, man. So the band's bigger than they get credit for.
Let's propose a brand new promotion.
Okay.
Where we redo the Weasel Van.
Yes.
We go pick up an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
And drive them downtown to a concert.
No.
But first, the unexpected... 7-year-old, was that 7 or 8?
Eight.
The unexpected 8-year-old will be snatched from a playground because that way they're not suspected.
It makes
it even more of a treat.
I was going to go in the direction that the 8-year-old had a switchblade.
Okay.
To commandeer the Weasel Van. All right, kid, damn it.
I don't think legal would approve that one today.
I ended up running into that. Dave and I ran into that young man at the Governor's Cup years later. Dave and I were doing a broadcast there for U of L UK dinner, and he was there. And they were there for U of L, and him and his dad used to run like mini marathons mm-hmm. and stuff. And his dad would kind of like mm-hmm. you know you hold
guide
on
him, yeah.
yeah, to guide him through the thing. It's cool stuff.
You know who'd be an interesting interview, and we should get him on is John Patrick Hughes again.
Just
think about him now.
Yeah,
he's a young man now. Actually, he's a man now.
Well, remember, right? People got mad at him because he got a free house.
Why would you get mad at that?
No kidding.
Because people suck.
Why would you?
Okay.
But here's what I'm going to do. I want to track down John Patrick Hughes because the kid's a man by now, right?
Yeah, of course.
He was a man then, yeah.
Let's get the interview.
Okay, all right. Kentucky's Best Hemp, KYSBestHemp.com. Folks, go to the website. You'll get 30% off with Tony 30. Just punch in Tony 30. Now, some things are on special, like half off. Like this week, it's the Bacon Bits dog treats that are $19.99. They are now $9.99. Load up that for your dog. Next week, it'll be the Honey Sticks. That's going down 2/3. It's going from $70 to $20. So you got to love it. The specials. So when you punch in the Tony 30, you won't get a 30% off that stuff because it's already so dramatically cut. But everything else is 30% off. Use my code. This is the best CBD oil you can get. Highest quality, naturally grown, based out of Kentucky. Kentucky's Best Hemp. KYSBestHemp.com. Tony 30. Back after this. News Radio 840 WHAS.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, folks, it is time to learn about our new restrictions or taken away from restrictions. Mostly this will be about the new CDC guidelines that were passed last night, which is you can take your mask off anywhere you are if you are vaccinated.
I would like to just go on record and say this is reckless behavior.
Thank you, Dr. Fauci. But this is Governor Beshear. We are going to talk to him now. Let me know, Dave, when we are close to getting. We're ready?
Not quite.
Okay. So the caveat we want to say here on News Radio 840 WHAS is that, yes, the CDC says you don't have to wear a mask even at the gym, the bar, doesn't matter. But businesses have the right to say you have to wear your mask, okay? So that is, that's,
Please don't take it out on the workers.
Please don't do that. I understand your frustration. I'm with you. I hate wearing my mask anymore after I've been fully vaccinated for over a month. I hate wearing my mask anymore. I get your frustration. But if they tell me I need my groceries, Kroger says you got to wear a mask, you got to have to wear a mask. And that's their right.
Well, please just to go ahead and apply that to every single situation when it comes to business rules. It's not the 20-year-old working the cash register. They did not dictate the rules of that business.
Yeah.
Please give them grace. You can always contact upper management and, you know, voice your displeasure. I'm just saying.
No, but you know what I'm saying.
It's certainly not the person the entry-level position.
That's right.
Does not get compensated to get yelled at. Upper management may be compensated to get yelled at.
But what this also does is take away the pressure. Like when I was at the outdoor choir concert the other night, half the crowd didn't have masks. The other half didn't. It takes the pressure off. Is somebody going to yell at me if I don't have a mask on?
So that
at least is taken away, which gives us all a little bit better space.
I remember seeing somebody, I was out shopping, I'm not going to name the business, but they weren't wearing a mask.
Right.
The whole family wasn't.
Yeah.
And here I was in a mask. I wanted to go up to them and say, how are you getting away with this? I would love to do this.
If you go to the mall, like there's certain stores like Lululemon. I don't shop at Lululemon. I just walk past it frequently.
I just walk past it.
I don't go in. But they only let like four people. So they're waiting outside. These people are waiting
to go by Lululemon.
Let's go to Governor Beshear right now on News Radio 840 WHAS.
Victory is in sight. And the end is near. And good morning, everyone. By the grace of God, the COVID-19 vaccines have proven more effective at stopping death and serious illness and more effective at reducing the transmission of the virus than we ever could have expected. So much so that the CDC has now given the green light for vaccinated Americans to return to much of their normal lives. This is great news. It should also be compelling motivation to get vaccinated. For the last 14 months, we have sacrificed together. We have mourned together. We have lit our homes and businesses green to show compassion, and we've rung bells every morning at 10 a.m. Fighting this virus has required the very best of us, knowing our decisions can impact others. Knowing we must make decisions to protect even those we've never met, sometimes even those who don't want our help. But with the vaccines, we all now have both the choice and the basic tool to protect ourselves and to greatly reduce any chance we could spread the virus to another person. To date, 1.9 million Kentuckians have made that choice. That means 53% of adults are now protected, including 80% of adults over 65. Because of our progress, on Monday, I announced the state would move to 75% capacity for all restaurants, venues, offices, pools. That 75% on May 28th is now being applied to events both under and over 1,000 people. At that time, our curfew will end, and several specific restrictions will be lifted. Since yesterday, Kentuckians as young as 12 have been able to get vaccinated. And the CDC just removed masking guidance for fully vaccinated Americans, with exceptions for places like hospitals, long-term care facilities, airplanes, and others. We have altered our guidance to mirror the CDC's. With these developments, today, I'm announcing that we will return to 100% capacity for all venues and events in exactly 1 month on June 11th. On June 11th, we will also eliminate our mask mandate for all Kentuckians, with the exceptions of places where people are the most vulnerable. On June 11th, just 1 month from today, life will be almost fully back to normal. So, why 1 month? 1 month gives our 12 to 15-year-olds the necessary time to get vaccinated. Remember, the very first opportunity for them to get vaccinated in Kentucky was yesterday. 1 month also gives notice and time to everyone else who has not received their shot of hope. Right now, we have over 500,000 doses ready to go into people's arms. Anyone can schedule an appointment, and everyone should. Let's be clear. A return to full capacity could raise the risk of exposure to those not vaccinated. But the solution is to get your vaccine. We have lost more than 6,600 Kentuckians to COVID. We shouldn't, and we don't have to lose any more. Getting vaccinated also allows you to fully and safely participate in Kentucky's workforce as our economy is rebounding. In fact, it is roaring back. Over the past 2 months, we've been recognized as the top economic development state in our region and the top state with under 5 million residents. We've been upgraded by one of the nation's top rating agencies for economic rebound. We posted the best month ever for sales tax. We've seen tens of millions in investments in our downtowns all over Kentucky. And we've broken ground or announced jobs at an incredible pace. In March and April alone, a state economic development board approved over $800 million in plan investments that are expected to bring 1,900 new jobs for Kentucky. That's in just the last 2 months. Year to date, businesses announced plans for 33 projects in Kentucky, comprising nearly $1.5 billion in planned investment and the potential creation of more than 2,700 full-time jobs. That'll be in addition to how we're using the American Rescue Plan Act dollars that through water and sewer upgrades, through bringing broadband to every part of Kentucky, will create another 11,500 jobs. It is so incredibly exciting, and it's only possible because of how we've managed this crisis. As we near the end of this pandemic and the end of these briefings, let me say thank you. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for your sacrifice. And thank you for your faith in me. I sat awake more nights over this past year than I've slept, hoping I've made the right decisions, wondering if I could have done more, and feeling the grief of families that weren't at the bedside to say goodbye to their loved ones. What I can tell you is that this team has done its very best. We've made decisions without regard to politics or even our own future or reputation. In a war where the stakes are life and death, we've recognized that the life of your loved one is the most important thing, and we've tried to make decisions accordingly. My faith tells me that doing the right thing is supposed to be hard, and most of the time, people will attack you for doing it, but it's still the right thing, and your faith pushes and compels you to do it. We still have a little ways to go, but it's clear, and we will get through this. We will get through this together. I'm happy today to have Virginia standing actually right over here for the first time in months. And one of the other individuals that we started this journey with and we've relied on so much, let me introduce or reintroduce or bring up Dr. Stephen Stack.
Thank you, Governor Beshear, and good morning, everyone. And Virginia, it's good to see you. Walking into the Capitol this morning is the first time I think all of us have seen each other's faces without masks in a long time. So I think the emotion sort of captures how meaningful this is, and it does sort of feel like there's a new day dawning out there. And as you know, I had emails and texts and phone calls yesterday asking, as soon as the CDC made their announcement, can we do this? Can we do this? What's going to change? And so clearly, this was news that we were all waiting for. So I want to echo the governor's sentiments here. want to enjoy seeing each other's smiling faces again. It's been a long, hard journey for so many. Please maintain our consideration for all those who have lost loved ones over this journey. Be mindful that we have an abundance and a blessing here in our country and in the Commonwealth. We have access to vaccines that are life-saving and life-protecting. And there are so many countries around the world who do not have that same benefit. And even as we celebrate today a new dawn and a return to some sense of normalcy, there are countries around the world who are still very much in the midst of a horrible struggle, unlike one that humanity has seen in a very, very long time. So thank you to all of Kentucky. Thank you for the privilege to come into your households, to come into your lives, to play a role advising the governor and advising you. I started going out into grocery stores again recently, and three out of three times I got stopped just walking down the aisles by people who recognized me and said thank you. And please know how much that means to all of us who serve you. It has been difficult. I do get emotional from time to time. I'll pull it together here. But it does get difficult because, as I think you know, this has been hard. People have suffered. People have seen their lives overturned and disrupted. But I want to continue to remind you all, the things that have been the most inspiring have been just how many times people have come together to support each other, the times people have been kind and caring and considerate for each other. And I want to ask you all to please keep that up. We are very near the finish line, but the way we stay safe is for all of us to get vaccinated. And when we're out in public, folks, I'm still going to have a role giving you advice from time to time. Please, 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 if people wear a mask, it's for their own safety. It's to keep themselves or their loved ones or someone else that's important in their life safe, because they may be more vulnerable and may, for whatever reason, still be at elevated risk from this terrible disease. I hope you'll all take the opportunity to get vaccinated. I hope you'll all still be kind and considerate and caring for each other as people still try to protect themselves and adjust to where we are now. It's going to take some time for people to get used to, again, returning to what we used to do before all of this started. I'm also going to ask for you, please, to be mindful that the journey changes a bit now. Before, when the vulnerable couldn't protect themselves, before, when large numbers of people could have been subjected to serious harm, hospitalization, intensive care, in a hospital, or even death, we had to take steps to protect people when there was no other way to protect them. Now individuals have an opportunity and they have a choice to get vaccinated, and they have a choice to determine what settings they go into or not, and a choice to wear a mask when they need to protect themselves. So now, folks, the calculus shifts, and you've got to be thoughtful and be mindful and protect yourselves and take advantage of the things that help us to reduce our risk. And as we wrap up my remarks here for now, I want to remind you all, we've got to get on with our lives. It's appropriate for us to get on with our lives. Nothing in life is risk-free. I'm an emergency physician, and I saw that for an entire career in the ER. Life is always full of risk, but we have tools now that allow us to make that risk reasonable, to make that risk something that is tolerable to accept in daily life. And I please just continue to encourage you all to take the opportunity to get vaccinated. Now that children 12 to 15 and adolescents can get vaccinated, please. Vaccine is abundant. There are plenty of opportunities. Go to the website, use Vaccine Finder to find a place to get yourselves and your children and adolescents vaccinated so that when we enter summertime for sports practices and enter the fall school year, we can all be back to normal as fully as possible. So again, thank you very much for the privilege to serve. Thank you, Governor. Thank you, Secretary Friedlander. And I'm probably not gone from your lives quite yet, but it'll be a lot less frequent. So let's enjoy our return to normalcy. Thank you.
Finally, just as a housekeeping matter, we'll be doing COVID updates on Mondays up through that final week of that ends June 11th. Right now, our plan is for that week to be the last week we provide these live updates unless the situation changes. So with that, we have 12 different journalists on with a question. We'll start with Phil Pendleton from WKYT.
Hey, Thank you, Governor. I was just curious, with all of these restrictions ending, and obviously this is still a virtual news conference, are you going to be opening Room 110 back up to the press corps soon as well?
Well, you know, the very first things we wanted to make sure we did is fully understand the CDC's new guidance is to get information out to people who've been wanting to be able to do more, and then we'll work on getting press back into the briefings. We'll certainly be able to, in the near future, go back to having y'all smiling faces here as well. Sarah Ladd from the Courier-Journal.
Yes, thank you. In the month or so remaining on the mask mandate, the state's mask mandate, where does this leave businesses? Can they lift the mask requirements in line with the CDC guidance for people on their properties, or do they still have to require masks until June 11th? Thank you.
So that's a good question. First, there are businesses out there that look like they are going to continue to require masks. One large grocery chain. Please respect that. Again, that's their business. If they want to require wearing masks, they can, and we should respect that. There's also going to be people out there that want to continue to wear a mask for a number of reasons. We should also respect that. With regards to businesses out there, under the CDC guidance, fully vaccinated individuals don't need to be masked in most business settings, with the exceptions the CDC put out. Until June 11th, the unvaccinated individuals need to go get vaccinated, but per the CDC guidance would need to continue to mask. Melissa Patrick, Kentucky Health News.
Hi, Governor. So other than giving 12 to 15-year-olds time to get vaccinated, do you have any other reasoning for not going ahead and lifting capacity on all businesses at this time? Can you just kind of talk about that a little bit?
We walk through that. The first reason is for 12, 13, 14, and 15-year-olds to have that month to get fully vaccinated. But the other is, this is a major step. And so people out there who aren't vaccinated now have the choice and the time to get fully vaccinated before we hit that 100% capacity. Obviously, there's going to be more contact, there's going to be less space, and if you are unvaccinated, there may be a greater likelihood that you could be exposed to COVID once we hit that June 11th date. So right now, you can get online, you can sign up, you can get vaccinated, and for whatever reasons that you haven't to date, you can still get vaccinated in time. This has given everyone that runway and that time to make sure they can get their vaccine before that 100% capacity date. Stu Johnson, WEKU.
Yes, thank you, Governor, and good morning. Is there the possibility when the mask coming off for a lot of people that the vaccinated, or I should say the unvaccinated, will feel like it's a stigma to be wearing a mask and feel pressure to not wear the mask? That's kind of a convoluted question, I think. But do you follow where I'm going there?
I do. Where we are right now is the CDC says if you're vaccinated, you're protected enough to where you don't need a mask. If you're unvaccinated, you are not. And so the best medical advice in the world would say if you want to take the mask off and be safe, get vaccinated. If you are unwilling to get vaccinated, you really need to wear the mask to protect yourself from what is a pretty lethal virus. Karen Czar, WUKY.
Thank you, Governor. Thank you to everyone on the team. Thank you for all your work over the last several months. The CDC guidelines also talked about social distancing. Should we continue to maintain that if you're vaccinated until that June 11th target date? And have you ever been more excited to get rid of a logo in your life, which is the Mask Up Kentucky logo? Thank you.
This is a pretty great day. I never thought and we're not done. We're not fully there yet, but being this close to the end, I think back in some of the early projections and the numbers of people we thought that we'd lose. I remember sitting down and us creating a map that if our hospitals were overrun, where we could send people and where our state parks were and where hotels were that we could rent out and negotiating those. I remember the days of the entire governor's office being on the phone of somebody's cousin of somebody's uncle saying that they could get us PPE. I remember having to stand up here and say, even if you're sick, if you're young enough, please don't go in and get a test because there aren't enough. That was hard. So I am thrilled at how effective these vaccines are. I believe that they are a gift from God that we should all get to be able to put all this behind us. And now can somebody remind me what the actual question was? No, that was the second question. Karen snuck two in. Oh, CDC social distance. It would be wise, especially up until June 11th, to keep as much distance as you can. And then after it, remembering that COVID is still out there and we can look at where things are and where cases go. But you know, keeping some distance between yourself and other people while this is still going on is just a smart idea. Tom Latek, Kentucky Today.
Good morning, Governor. Thank you very much. Happy Friday to you. My question is, and this is kind of from the business owner and operator perspective, how are they going to be able to tell the difference between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated when people don't wear masks? Is they going to have to rely on the honor system?
They can post the rule. They can make announcements. They don't need to be checking for anybody's cards. And then on June 11th, unless they are one of a very specific number of locations, they won't have to worry about it at all. Lawrence Smith, WDRB.
Yes, Governor. Some Republicans have been asking you to set a date, and now you've done that. Walk us through the decision to set the date as opposed to continuing the $2.5 million goal that you originally set.
So for the last, I think it's 9 press conferences, we've said that as more people get vaccinated, as we get more information from the CDC, as our cases continue to stay lower, that we would lessen and lessen restrictions as we go. But the CDC's news yesterday is just a game changer. I mean, it's huge, and we all feel it. And so that certainly changes things. It goes along with new projections on where we'll be in July. It goes along with now 12 to 15-year-olds getting the opportunity to get vaccinated. If we'd moved as fast as some other people had said, we'd have everybody in middle and half of high school that this virus is impacting that wouldn't even have the chance to get vaccinated and to get protected. So this decision is based solely on following the science. I've tuned out political noise, sadly, that started really early on and kept going totally beyond politics and all this. That doesn't mean everybody is, but I certainly am. Ryan Van Velzer, WFPL.
Thank you, Governor. Where'd my question go? Here it is. Anyway, so I was talking with a medical director this morning and asking them a similar question about whether or not they'll continue to wear a mask going to the grocery store and other similar settings. I'm not sure when the last time you went to a grocery store was, but I'd be curious in the future, do you intend to wear a mask when you go to that or other public settings, even after June 11th?
You know, I found myself pulling out my mask even in the last day or two, and I still have it on me. For more crowded settings, I will probably wear a mask. Going into a grocery store where I shop, I think they where I shop when I go, they just announced that they're going to ask Kentuckians and others to continue wearing a mask, and I'm gonna do that. If I choose to go to a very large packed event, which I'm still going to think about very carefully for a while, knowing the risk, I may mitigate that risk by wearing a mask. Certainly if I'm in the medical field for a number of reasons, I would very strongly consider wearing a mask. We do need to, and I think the question also raises, we do need to be willing to give each other space and grace. We got folks walking around the Capitol today. Today's the first day that it hadn't been required if you're fully vaccinated, who are still wearing theirs. And we understand that. It's very hard to move from the world yesterday before the announcement to the world today. But yes, there are going to be situations where I'm going to continue to do it. And that's going to be based on a personal assessment of the risk.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.